It's that time again on a Friday when AM Live presents another update from the Coalface with Martin Creamer, Publishing Editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Morning, Fleur.
Now, South Africa needs to target a sustained economic growth of 7% a year for 20 years to dent rampant unemployment. Is this possible?
You know, the Finance Minister, Pravin Gordhan, believes that time is opportune now for us to set a target like this because we know that other countries are doing it. They set large targets and they achieve them. We also know that our unemployment level has breached the 25% mark. We now have between 4 million and 6 million South Africans sitting out there unemployed. We also have 4 million of those who are between 15 and 24 who have got matric and below, that they haven't got any prospect of jobs. That cannot continue. We also know that with the World Cup, when we set our mind to something, we can do it. And it's only a matter of will. And the finance minister says it's now opportune. It's got to be a spectacular target. We've got to achieve it. We've got to go for a gross domestic product increase a year of 7% growth rate for 20 years, not for 1 year and then stop. We've got to go for 20 years in order to deal with this serious unemployment problem, and also, of course, to get growth into the country, strong economic growth.
Now, Anglo Ashanti is studying the feasibility of going ahead with two large new gold mine projects. What are they likely to find there?
You know, it's interesting that gold is still being found quite close to where we are sitting here in Johannesburg. I mean, we know that Goldfields has got the Big South Deep project. We also know Harmony Gold is out at Doornkop and also at Elandsrand. And Anglo Gold Ashanti is looking at two new projects, which are, they describe as very exciting. These are at the West Wits in Carletonville and also the Vaal River area where they have their mining activities already. But they are studying projects in addition to what the current mining activities that will require about a $1 billion investment in each area. But they would give something like between 10 million ounces and 20 million ounces of gold. They'll also have a long life, these mines, of between 20 and 30 years. And one of the things that is very interesting, as they go deeper now, they also demand higher grade. And what they are finding there is higher grade gold. I mean, we're talking in 20 grams per ton plus. This is a very good grade. So a very exciting prospects for Anglo Gold Ashanti. They are looking, of course, globally to increase their ounce production beyond the 4 million plus that it currently is by another million. And they've got an embarrassment of riches when it comes to projects. These are the two in South Africa. They're also looking at several in continental Africa. They're looking several in Australia and in the Americas that would give them another additional million ounces a year.
Now, you spoke about him briefly, but South Africa's finance minister is willing to have a relook at failed junior miner incentives. Tell us about this.
You know, we've got to get the junior miner sector going. We know that government, business and labor met on the mining front, and one of the things they said was that they must boost this junior sector and also boost more exploration. We know that the government came out last year with a set of incentives. They gazetted them on the 1st of June, and it was meant to help the junior miner to get into this space. But these have not been taken up. They've failed. They've been too parsimonious, stingy, if one could say that, and not reflecting the overall mining industry. They had a big build-up, and we thought we'd get something equivalent to what happens in Canada with the flow-through scheme. We can see that over 40 years in Canada, those incentives had built a massive financial hub, a mining hub that assists Africa here. We need to do something similar in South Africa, and the new finance minister says he's willing to take new written proposals to see how we can boost this junior mining sector.
Martin Creamer, always a pleasure having you here in studio with us. Thank you so much for that. That's Martin Creamer, Publishing Editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. Of course, he'll be back at the Coalface at the same time next Friday.